The former DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, is due to appear in court in County Down this morning, charged with rape and other historical sexual offences. A 57-year-old woman is also due to appear at Newry Magistrates Court, charged with aiding and abetting in connection with the offences. It is an unprecedented case in Northern Ireland's political and legal history. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, joins us now from outside Newry Magistrates Court. Vincent, will you remind us of the background to this court case?
Yes, well, Audrey, this was a political and a legal bombshell that came out of the blue last month. Geoffrey Donaldson, due to appear here in court in Newry shortly, facing one charge of rape and a number of other sexual offences of an historical nature. Now, those other charges are 9 counts of indecently assaulting a female and 1 count of gross indecency against a child. The offences are alleged to have taken place over a 21-year period between January 1985 and December 2006. Now, the MP for Lagan Valley strenuously denies all of the charges. He was arrested by PSI detectives at his home in County Down at around 6 a.m. on Thursday the 28th of March and taken to the Serious Crime Suite at Antrim Police Station, where he's questioned for several hours, and he was charged later that day. A 57-year-old woman, due to appear in court this morning, charged with aiding and abetting in connection with the offences, was arrested and questioned on the same day. Now, both were released on police bail, and Mr Donaldson has been living at an address in London since Friday, March 29th. It's understood, Audrey, he travelled back to Northern Ireland yesterday to make sure he gets to Newry in time for this hearing. Like I said, his arrest, charging and sudden resignation as leader of the DUP was a bombshell. He resigned as DUP leader with immediate effect, was suspended from membership of the party. He remains the MP for Lagan Valley, a seat he's held since 1997, but he holds that seat now as an independent, not as a DUP MP.
Vincent, there is significant media interest in the case. What are the scenes like outside the court this morning?
Well, the media started to gather here after short after 7 o'clock. I mean, the hearing isn't due to start until 10:30, but there are already a large number of camera crews, photographers and journalists. As I speak, other crews are pulling into a car park just across the road from Newry Courthouse, and quite a bit of a police presence as well. Geoffrey Donaldson is expected to appear here in person rather than by video link, hence this large media presence today. And it's an unprecedented case, as you said, in Northern Ireland's political and legal history. The first time such a leading political figure has ever found themselves in front of the courts charged with serious sex offences. Now, Geoffrey Donaldson is expected to arrive with a solicitor shortly after 9 o'clock. At this stage, we understand the plan is for him to be driven to close to the front gate of the courthouse and then to walk through the pedestrian access just like anyone else appearing in court today. And imagine at that point there'll be quite a media frenzy to capture those arrival shots. And unlike many courthouses, Audrey, Newry only has one vehicle and pedestrian gate, so the camera crews and reporters will be gathered there to capture those images as he makes his way in. The 57-year-old woman charged in connection with the offences is expected to arrive separately at the same gate. Now, this is likely to be a very short hearing, where the expectation is those being charged will simply be read the charges, asked do they understand them, and the police will be asked can they connect them to the charges. So we're expecting to be a pretty short hearing. But there's huge media inquest, media interest, with a request for access to the courtroom where the hearing will take place from broadcast and print media throughout Ireland and Britain. But due to the size of the court, Audrey, access has been restricted to 13 journalists inside the courtroom. 25 others will be able to watch proceedings in an adjoining courtroom via a video link. And under new laws that came into effect in Northern Ireland last year, no members of the public will be allowed into the court. They aren't allowed in now for any sexual offences cases. There's also, as I say, a large police presence due to that level of public interest, and also due to the fact that a number of men are due to appear here in the same courthouse later today, charged with taking part in an illegal dissident Republican parade in Newry in October 2019.
Vincent, there has been a lot of commentary about this case on social media, and warnings have been issued to members of the public and the media about the risk of committing a criminal offence.
That's right, Audrey. I mean, earlier this month, Northern Ireland's Attorney General took the fairly unusual step of warning of potential criminal offences from social media posts. Brenda King issued a statement about potential contempt of court issues and victims' rights to remain anonymous. Contempt of court issues are when someone acts in a way that risks unfairly influencing a case or jeopardising the possibility of someone receiving a fair trial. It's an offence to publish anything that could result in victims of sexual offences being identified without their consent, and committing any of those offences could result in fines or even prison sentences. And the PSNI has also warned that social media speculation about this case could affect the judicial process. And this is a process that is expected to run potentially well into next year.
Vincent, thank you very much indeed. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, joining us live from outside Newry Magistrates Court.